I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
The problem that many believers have is that they become detoured in their faith. And sometimes we take the word faith and we think it's just that, but it encompasses the words trust, and it also encompasses the word hope, which is what we find here literally translated in this passage of Scripture. The Bible says if people do not have hope, or somehow it's been detoured, the writer says in the Proverbs, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Now, we may not want to translate that. Sometimes we want to just think that's some spiritual thing, but I want you to know there's some people today that are sick physically and mentally because their hope has been deferred. In fact, there are people that have been taking their lives by the thousands because they somehow lost hope that there was a future for me. Talk to me, somebody. That's how important this hope is. That's the reason why becoming overwhelmed, the Bible says to us, by the cares of life, overcome by the circumstances of our past. Let me stop and talk a little bit about the past for just a second. First of all, everybody's got one. I don't care how squeaky clean you are. I don't care. Listen, if you want to find out how your past can come up, just run for an office. Folks will find stuff you did, and folks will find stuff you didn't do and accuse you of it. We're overcome by our past. Some of you can't worship your toward the future that God has for you and expect it in right now because your past is all consuming. And if you're constantly looking in the rearview mirror, I don't want to drive behind you. Come on, somebody. Your past, if you've asked the Lord to forgive you, I just want to make sure you understand He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, I'm going to tell you, I've got some more things to preach to you this morning, but somebody just got the word today what they were looking for by coming to this service. God has taken your past, if you've asked Him for it, and tossed it into the sea of forgetfulness, and God is faithful to you that He will not allow your past to overcome your future. Your past. Some of you are involved in your present so much that you can't think about anything else. It's all about now and it's all about me. The uncertainty about the future comes is when we are completely dependent upon our own ability to get us there. What a horrible thought. If I'm my own entity and I am only placing my faith in myself, I can tell you sooner or later I will run out of myself. Say amen for yourself right now. You're feeling strong. You're feeling happy. You're feeling like you could go lift a car off the parking lot. But I got news for you. Sometime or another, I spoke to a pastor early this morning before I got here. And he said, I just want to tell you, I'm not saying this because I'm in such a horrible shape. I want to quit. But he said, I'm exhausted. I'm thoroughly wiped out. His schedule had been such that it was keeping him so busy and things that were taking place. You know, and I know there's a point of such weakness physically, mentally, and spiritually that when you get to that place, all you can do is fall on the mercy of the court, and that's a good place for you to be. Because whenever your faith ends, Christ's faith begins. Overwhelmed. We're in a crisis of faith today, but Paul gives us this word in Hebrews 10 and 35. Cast not therefore away your confidence. Why? Because it has great recompense of reward. You're going to be paid for believing God. I'm going to try that on again. You're going to get paid for believing God. You don't believe it? Go to Hebrews 11 and 6 and you'll find this out. You'll find out that it is impossible. It is impossible to do anything that's going to get God's attention unless you have faith. But if you will have faith, he said, then I will be a rewarder of them that diligently seek me. You understand you're going to get paid for your faith? You're going to get paid just for believing. I found three people. He said the reason why that you need to keep on believing is because you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Verse 37 in Hebrews 10 says, for yet a little while, and he shall come and will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure with him. But we are not of them. Look at your neighbor and tell him, we're not of them. We're not of them that draw back into perdition, but we're of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Let me just stop and say right now to you, you have come too far in your relationship with the Lord. If you got saved yesterday or 50 years ago, you have come too far to go back now. Look at your neighbor and tell them, going back is not an option for me. Ooh, why not? Because I already know what's back there. That's why. I don't have to go back there and repeat what has been. I want to stay with God and see what's going to be, because my eyes have not seen and my ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those that love him. I want to know, do you love him enough to stay with him? Come on, I can't tell from your faces. Let me see your hand. Wave at me. Do you love him enough to stay with him? Has God ever lied to you? Has he ever told you something that he hasn't come to pass? Well, Pastor, I haven't seen it yet. Hold fast, my dear friend. God is faithful to every one of his words. And I want you to know he will be faithful to 1,000 generations. If you'll keep on believing him, your eyes will see what your heart believes today. Oh my God, if I could interview the saints of God that are over our heads today, after all that they've been through, driven a stake down and set on fire, sawn in half, others that have preached the gospel, not having received their children back to life, all kinds of things, but today they sit in the great bleachers of heaven according to Hebrews 12, and if I could interview them, they would say this, it really is really real, keep on running. Look at somebody and tell them, hold fast, he's faithful. You got to have your own faith. You got to have your own faith. And let me say this to you, it's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing for people to opt out at the last minute just when they're about to cross the finish line. Heard the story of a young man who was running the Boston Marathon a few years ago. And because he hurt his leg in the race, he had to get out after that day of the race. But a few days later, the newspaper picked up the fact when the race was over and all of it was taken down, they saw this young man running down the route to the finish line. You know what he said when they interviewed him? He said, I don't have to be first. I just need to finish. If you don't have to be first, then go ahead and finish the race that God has set before you. Because if you finish the race, God's going to pay you for it when you cross the finish line. Woo-hoo! Boy, I feel a little something like preaching here this morning. Let me put this on you here just so we're studying this word right here. It's important for you to know this, that in this unbelieving world, and boy, it is unbelieving, isn't it? You can't afford to walk with faithless people. Now I'm going to tell you, I love all of you, but not everybody needs to be around you. Because some of them are going to talk trash in your ear. Next thing you know, they'll talk you right out of what God had in store for you, and you'll start believing it. I think I'm preaching right now. Jesus and his disciples had come down from the Mount of Transfiguration to find a demon-possessed boy down at the bottom of the hill. And the man cried out and said, "Hey, I tried to get your preachers to cast out this devil, but they couldn't do it. Can you help me out?" Jesus looked at his disciples and said, "Oh, faithless and perverse generation." And what did Jesus have to do? He took him out of town. He had to get him away from faithless people. That's the reason why you can't listen to faithless news, faithless commentary, faith news talk, faithless news talk, faithless friends. You got to find some. In this hour, you can't afford to let one day go by where you're hanging around somebody who's talking everything down about that book and don't believe it. If you don't believe it, ain't no problem for me. Goodbye. I will find me somebody, because if I ever find me just one, if two of us agree it's touching any one thing, it shall be done. See, it ain't your boy that needs to get saved. It isn't your daughter that needs to come out of that lifestyle. But when it's yours, you'll make it personal, and you'll find yourself somebody to agree with and forget everybody else if I can just find one. If I can just find one, if I can just find one. That's so important, because Jesus made this declaration, and he lets us know that in the last days, faith, finding faith is going to be a hard thing. He said, as a matter of fact, he said, "When I come again, will I find faith in the earth?" When I come again, is it going to be so bad, so filled with faithless people? So filled with people that are doubting? I'm talking about my own people, he said. Is it so much that they've listened so much to all that they have no ability to trust? This is what blows my mind. It blows my mind that people will pay $15 a pop to walk through a haunted house, but they get afraid when the Holy Ghost starts moving in a Pentecostal church. I'm sorry, there's some things I may not get answers for it on this side, but they want some kind of ghost, but they don't want no Holy Ghost. But when the real Holy Ghost shows up, now I'm going to bite my fingernails and try to squirrel out. I came to tell you what you're in here today is really real. This isn't the World Series. That'll be over in a few days. But there is faith that will carry me from this place into the beyond. And if you'll trust God, he will never fail you. That was for all of you candy givers. You don't follow personalities. You don't follow personalities. If we haven't found, somebody gonna leave my church right now. I already bought the Butterfingers, Pastor. I don't, what am I gonna do with it? Eat them, bring them to me. I like Butterfinger. Me and Brother George eat some Butterfinger, you know. Anyway, I'm back. You don't follow personality. If we've learned anything, have we? We don't learn it. Because about the time somebody that people have been applauding falls to the ground, and we put our faith in them. Don't you put your faith in me. Don't you put me on no pedestal. I'm a human being. I'm a pastor. I'm doing my best to be able to live right before God, but I just want to let you know I'm a human being.
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service, so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites, as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.